Merci pour cette immense contribution à vous tous et toutes, surtout pour les dernières années. Je n'étais pas à vos côtés, mais on va continuer dans cette idée de podcast qui est l'idée d'avenir, je crois, qui permet de rejoindre tout le monde. Voilà, donc ce n'est qu'une transformation, ce n'est pas une mort.
Non.
Ce n'est qu'un au revoir.
C'est ça.
C'est ça. Oh, there we are. There's Stella.
www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. News, interviews, and music featuring the voices of prisoners, their allies, and supporters. Tune into the Prison Radio Show on the...
You are listening to the Prison Radio Show. My name is Candace, and I'm your host for today's show. Today's episode focuses on the annual New Year's Eve noise demonstration. On Sunday, more than 130 people gathered outside of prisons in Laval. The New Year's Eve noise demonstration is in honor of another year of resistance inside prisons and an opportunity to wish people inside a Happy New Year. But first, we'll hear from Raymond Eugene Jenkins on Inmates Lives Matter and their campaigns taking place on the West Coast. We will also hear from Mumia Abu-Jamal reciting the poem If I Must Die, by Professor Rafat Alarir, who was very sadly, tragically murdered along with his family inside his home by Israeli forces in December.
This is Raymond.
We're only enforcing the law.
CDC number is BDM4522. I'm located at the Corcoran State Prison in Corcoran, California. I am a prisoner, I have created a organization called Inmate Life Matter. The reason why I created that is to help prisoners that's in and out of prison with certain items and certain issues that they have pertaining to loved ones out there that they doesn't have a loved one to help them while they're in prison. So I created the organization to be able to help prisoners that's in prison that does not have the support out there. Also, my goal is to reform certain laws in the state of California as the voting right to be able to vote while you're in prison. We know we can vote while you out of prison on parole now because the bill was passed 2017. We do have a bill that's coming on ballots in 2024. If the people go out there and sign and vote on it, we'll be able for prisoners to be able to vote while they're inside the prison. Also working on to raise the minimum wage in prison. Right now, it's cents. The maximum is like $1, but we're trying to get the minimum is $1 and the maximum is $5 for people to work in prison that able to be able to help their family while they're out there. And we also, I'm still working on where the people that's working without a pay number, we able to have a pay number. The organization may like matter. Our organization's also working on the gate money to be raised from 200 to 500. So the prisoner can come out and be able to help themselves while they work looking for jobs and whatever else they need while they help. It's been for years that they get, and when prisoner gets out, a lot of them goes homeless because they doesn't have the support out there. So Inmate Life Matter organization has been created to make sure that they does not be homeless, that anybody that comes out, a prisoner, whether you're women and men, comes out, will not be homeless and will have some kind of support. I'm looking forward to be able to discuss any issue that I am going to be bringing, topic, when I get a chance to different topics pertaining to abortion and women's in prison that had abortion or get pregnant in prison, men that, you know, their prison system that are abusing the authority, like the food condition here, the condition in prison, I will be able to address all of that and hopefully that and get out there to the taxpayer so the taxpayer can have questions. I do have a, you could be able to write me in the prison while I'm here. And you would have that information also to be able to write me and Coach Response. I'm looking for Coach Response to be able to share what they feel about what I'm saying and the feedback. So this is the reason why I decided to address a lot of issues. And the main issue here, the condition in the prison system. It needs to be reformed and it needs to be changed. It's like communication with the prison system and the prisoners. We need a better communication. And the taxpayer that's spending hard-earned money that support the prison system is being misled that the prison system is taking care of the prisoner. And that's false. I will be able to share that and the reason why I say that. And evidence to prove that if anybody would like paperwork or what I'm talking about. So this is something that I've been doing for the last 3 years. I have seen a lot of stuff that needs to be addressed, and it's time to address it. It's time for the taxpayer and the community out there to understand what is prison, because they didn't miss them. With that, I'm hoping to share much as I can and hoping to get a lot of people interested into listening to me and to publish it in the paper so people can read it and understand what's really going on. And once again, my name is Raymond Jenkins. My number is BM4522 in Corpus State Prison. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio. If I Must Die, Palestinian poet Rafayat Alarir presented. In the first decades of the 20th century, blacks fleeing from apartheid south found new homes up north. They were not always greeted with open arms. And during 1919, many were attacked and slaughtered during racist massacres across the country. During the Harlem Renaissance, writer Claude McKay wrote a powerful poem that would echo throughout time for its air of resistance. He called it, If We Must Die. A Palestinian poet, teacher, and mentor, Rafayat Alarir, inspired by McKay's classic, which moved him to write, If I Must Die, which we here recite. If I must die, you must live to tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some strings, make it white with a long tail, so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, awaiting his dad who's left in a blaze, and bid no one farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself, sees that kite, my kite you made, flying up above, and thinks for a moment, an angel is there, bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope. Let it be a tale. Palestinian poet, writer, professor of English literature at the Islamic University in Gaza, Rafayat Alarir, whose apartment was laser sighted and bombed on December 6, 2023, by Israeli forces. Professor Alarir and six other members of his family were exterminated in the blast. With love, not fear. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.
That was Vestigio with Policia Terrorista. Before that, we heard from Mumia Abu-Jamal. And before that, we heard Raymond Eugene Jenkins speaking about Inmates Lives Matter and their campaigns taking place currently on the West Coast. You are listening to the Prison Radio Show here on CKUT 90.3 FM, 91.7 on cable, and streaming online at ckut.ca. We are broadcasting live today from Occupy Jojiage, also known as Montreal, and the Ganiagahaga Nation, which is part of the broader Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Anishinaabeg peoples are the original peoples of this land and surrounding waterways. We recognize that Indigenous peoples make up a significant and increasing proportion of the prison population, which is a continuation of Canada's genocidal project. And many folks are calling Canada's prisons and jails the new residential schools. And so this needs to be understood when we talk about prisons here in this place, Turtle Island. As mentioned today on the Prison Radio Show, we are focusing on the New Year's Eve noise demonstration. The event started on Sunday, December 31st, at Henri Bourassa Metro, where people piled onto a school bus to drive out to Laval, where there are two federal prisons, one provincial prison, and a migrant prison, all on the same street. The bus was completely full, so many people drove their own cars out to Laval to join the demonstration, and there were about 130 people in total. So we're going to hear some sounds and speeches from the event on that day, starting off with some audio from the very start of the demonstration as people took the streets on the corner of Levaque and Montée Saint-François. And then we are going to hear from the first stop next to the Federal Training Center multi-level.
Hello, everyone. Gather around. Welcome to the annual New Year's Eve noise demo. Remember, everyone stick together. Make as much noise as you possibly can. Our first stop is the Medium Security Federal Prison for Men, FTC Medium. The Federal Training Center is a multi-level men's federal prison. It used to be a place where prisoners could learn trades, useful skills for life on the outside. The trade shops are pretty much all gone now. The prison has doubled in population in the last few years as it became higher and higher security. First with a brand new $400,000 fence built around the outside, then with more and more restricted conditions inside, and more restrictive conditions for families coming to visit.
Make some noise!
Fait du bruit.
Next, we will hear from the second stop next to the LeClaire Provincial Prison and the new migrant prison.
Everyone, welcome to stop number two, LeClaire Men and Women's Provincial Prison. This is for those sentenced to less than 2 years or awaiting trial. Lots of folks in here haven't been sentenced yet. This was actually a men's federal prison that was closed in 2012 because it, quote, didn't meet the standards of modern prisons.
Shame!
It was then rented to the Quebec government in 2014. This prison has had shit conditions for years. In 2018, the Ligue des Droits and the FFQ published a letter to the Quebec Minister of Security condemning the conditions in this prison. The cells are so cold, women are sleeping with their coats on, and the water has been deemed undrinkable. Things got even worse during COVID. Women were locked in their cells for weeks at a time without access to showers, clean clothes, or medication. In February of this year, a class action lawsuit was launched on behalf of women detained at LeClaire, citing systemic negligence and abuse, including systemic lack of access to healthcare, like medication and feminine hygiene products, and excessive and abusive strip searches. To everyone inside, we're here for you. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Deuxième arrêt, LeClaire, prison provinciale pour hommes et femmes. Pour les personnes condamnées à moins de 2 ans ou en attente de leur procès, beaucoup de personnes ici n'ont pas encore été condamnées. Il s'agit en fait d'une prison fédérale pour hommes qui a été fermée en 2012 parce qu'elle ne répondait pas aux normes des prisons modernes. Elle a ensuite été louée au gouvernement du Québec en 2014. Cette prison offre des conditions de vie déplorables depuis des années. En 2018, la Ligue des droits et la FFQ ont publié une lettre au ministre de la Sécurité du Québec pour dénoncer les conditions de cette prison. Les cellules sont si froides que les femmes dorment avec leurs manteaux et l'eau a été jugée imbuvable. La situation s'est encore aggravée pendant la période de COVID, les femmes étant enfermées dans leurs cellules pendant des semaines sans avoir accès à des douches, à des vêtements propres et à des médicaments. En février de cette année, une action collective a été lancée au nom des femmes détenues à l'Éclair, citant la négligence et les abus systémiques, y compris le manque d'accès aux soins de santé tels que les médicaments et les produits d'hygiène féminine, ainsi que les fouilles à nu excessives et abusives. On est ici pour vous. Bonne année!
We're also very close now to the new Immigration Detention Center. So, for those of you who don't know, this is where they lock up folks, including children, who don't have papers, who are facing deportation and forced removal from this country. Canada has no limit on how long it can hold folks facing deportation. This is a new prison that opened its doors last year, 2022, despite a fierce struggle against its construction. The government tried to whitewash its construction with promises of pretty curtains, rustic wooden beams, and foliage-covered fences. But the fundamental conditions for folks inside have stayed the same. In September, migrants detained here went on hunger strike to protest their arbitrary and unjust incarceration.
Donc nous sommes proches du nouveau centre de détention pour personnes immigrées. Pour ceux d'entre vous qui ne le savent pas, c'est là qu'on enferme les gens, y compris les enfants, qui n'ont pas de papier et qui risquent l'expulsion, le renvoi forcé de ce pays. Le Canada ne fixe aucune limite à la durée de détention des personnes menacées d'expulsion et les détenus ne savent souvent pas combien de temps ils resteront là. Cette nouvelle prison a ouvert ses portes l'année dernière, 2022, malgré une lutte acharnée contre sa construction. Le gouvernement a tenté de blanchir sa construction en promettant de jolis rideaux, des poutres en bois rustiques, des clôtures recouvertes de feuillage, mais les conditions fondamentales pour les personnes à l'intérieur sont restées les mêmes. En septembre, les migrants détenus ici ont entamé une grève de la faim pour protester contre leur incarcération arbitraire et injuste.
It's really nice to see so many people here today. So my name is Eli Tare Elbashanlene Lynch. As we probably all know, there's a genocide happening in Palestine. And the Palestinian people have called for no New Year's as normal. And I think that is in the spirit of what we're doing here. So I just came out today to kind of bring links between what's happening in Palestine in terms of imprisonment and what's happening in Canada. So Lila Watson, who's a Murray Aboriginal rights activist, has been quoted time and time again saying, if you have come here to help me, you're wasting your time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together. And it's a helpful reminder. I think about this quote a lot as a guiding point for the ways I show up. And what's going on in Palestine right now, the genocide committed against the Palestinian people on their land by the Israeli government, military, and settlers, continues to show us the ways our liberations are bound. So are our freedoms. I stand here today thinking about the ways the struggles of Palestinian prisoners who are currently getting imprisoned en masse in Israeli jails, stolen from the West Bank, mirrors the imprisonment of indigenous peoples in so-called Canada, often stolen from their ancestral lands. The number of indigenous peoples in prisons reached a historic high at 32% of the federal prison population, and indigenous women account for 50% of all federally incarcerated women. In 2021, the incarceration rate of Indigenous people was about 9 times higher than non-Indigenous people. So just remember that Indigenous peoples make up about 5% of the population in so-called Canada, which means that they're getting imprisoned, well, as I said, at 9 times the rate of anyone else, while being such a small amount of people. So settler colonies imprison Indigenous populations as a means of oppressing, suppressing, and punishing them, as a means of furthering land grabs and colonization, as a means of erasing the original peoples of the land, whichever lands we are speaking of, and to rewrite our histories, Are settler colonies older than the settler state of Israel, and the practices used there are tactics learned from the North American settler colonial context? We cannot separate these struggles for freedom and liberation, the struggle to end prisons and mass imprisonments, and we cannot forget that the Palestinian peoples are indigenous to the lands they are being bombed off of, just as we cannot forget that the lands we live on make up Turtle Island, land stolen from many indigenous peoples and nations. Today, I stand here reiterating that my freedom is bound up with all imprisoned people, their freedoms and their right to self-determination. I stand here in solidarity with people imprisoned in migrant detention centers who have come to these lands often because of what the North American settler colonies have done to their lands and who are welcomed into imprisonment. My heart is bound up with the people of Palestine who are struggling and also courageously resisting settler colonial violence. I don't speak today to deter from highlighting the experiences of our imprisoned comrades in so-called Canada, but rather to reaffirm my commitment to prison abolition as well as anti-colonialism globally, and to remind everyone that we must fight for us all. I move you to both fight for Palestine and continue showing up, and also keep fighting for the rights of imprisoned people, fighting for the right to stay committed to the dream of a world without prisons, of a world without brutal occupations, in a world without open air prisons like Gaza or closed air prisons like the ones we are visiting tonight. I push you to commit to hope, to resilience, to solidarity, and to fighting as hard as you can. This is our collective world, and we get to decide how we live in it. Yeah. I, for one, would rather live in connection, in love, in care, and with a fierce dedication to our mutual fight for justice. Thank you.
You are listening to the New Year's Eve noise demonstration on CKUT 90.3 FM. Time is currently 6:29. This is from the third stop in the parking lot of the new migrant prison.
On the prairies, the first prisons were staffed by soldiers who had fought Indigenous peoples for control of the land. The number of Indigenous people incarcerated in Canada has been on a steady rise for the last decades, and Indigenous people now make up 32% of prisoners held in Canada. In women's prisons, the number is even higher. It's over 40%. The stats are even worse for Indigenous youth. Indigenous girls make up 60% of the population in youth jails. Here in the East, some of the earliest prisons were built to confine Black people who escaped from slave owners, including one prison in the Old Port in Montreal that was the final place Marie-Josephe Angélique lived. She was a Black woman who was enslaved in Montreal and accused of burning down the city. The number of Black people imprisoned in Canada increased almost 70% between 2008 and 2018. Shame. Black people make up about 3.5% of Canada's population, and in 2018, stats showed that they represented 8.3% of the federal prison population. and black prisoners faced 15% of all use of force incidents in federal prisons. Over 60 people have died behind bars this year in prisons and jails where overdoses and suicides continue to run rampant. So if there are folks inside that we can hear us, we are out here, we love you, we're with you, and we are fighting for a world where you are free with us.
Les prisons de ce pays sont intimement liées à l'histoire du colonialisme. Dans les prairies, les premières prisons étaient occupées par des soldats qui avaient combattu les peuples indigènes pour le contrôle de la terre. Le nombre d'Autochtones incarcérés au Canada n'a cessé d'augmenter au cours des dernières décennies. Les Autochtones représentent aujourd'hui 32% des détenus dans les prisons canadiennes.
Shame.
Dans les prisons pour femmes, ce chiffre est encore plus élevé, plus de 40%.
Shame.
Les statistiques sont encore pires pour les jeunes autochtones. Les filles autochtones représentent 60% de la population des prisons pour jeunes.
Shame.
Ici, dans l'Est, certaines des premières prisons ont été construites pour enfermer les Noirs qui avaient échappé aux propriétaires d'esclaves, notamment une prison située dans le Vieux-Port de Montréal, qui a été le dernier endroit où Marie-Joseph Angélique a vécu. Cette femme noire, réduite en esclavage à Montréal et accusée d'avoir incendié la ville, a été torturée à mort. Le nombre de Noirs emprisonnés au Canada a augmenté de près de 70% entre 2008 et 2018. Les Noirs représentent environ 3,5% de la population canadienne. En 2018, les statistiques ont montré que les Noirs représentent 8,3% de la population carcérale fédérale.
Shame.
Les prisonniers noirs ont été confrontés à 15% de tous les cas de recours à la force dans les prisons fédérales.
Shame.
Plus de 60 personnes sont mortes derrière les barreaux cette année, dans les prisons où les overdoses et les suicides continuent de s'élever.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Wait.
We're not moving on, sorry.
Okay. We're gonna play a recording from Solidarity Across Borders.
Yes, hello everyone, this is Alex Kamal. I'm speaking this on behalf of all my brothers that are in there at the Laval Immigration Detention. I believe some of you might be hearing my voice. I want to let you guys know to, you know, take heart, and we are out here praying, and as you can hear, we have all this group of supporters that are here, you know, protesting on everyone's behalf inside the facility, and, you know, showing solidarity. And we hope and pray that, you know, the higher ups will see this, and definitely be a change. Because detention is, I wouldn't recommend it for nobody. And sadly, I have witnessed firsthand where a man was detained, his wife was detained, and worst of all, the 18-month-old child. An 18-month-old child detained. How you detained an 18-month-old child? I'm sorry, guys. I have to bring this up because up to this day, I still picture this in my mind. I mean, eventually, they had to move the child to take it to, like, a foster care. But how do you detain an 18-month-old child? That's just, you know, part of what happened, what's going on in there. And also, we have, well, I'm from Africa. I'm not trying to pick sides, but we also have some of our African brothers in there, whereas they keep them for 2-3 months with no criminal record. Mind you, CBSA is saying The reason why they're holding people, because they are flight risk and they have criminal record, you know, and they have African people in there. They have the tendency to hold Africans most of the times, Africans and Romanians, for a long, 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 indefinite period of time, which I find very, very, very unjust and unreasonable. And and believe with this support and protest out here, things will, the higher ups will see, and maybe hopefully by God's grace, this will change. But things is not pretty in there, and especially there's people out there that they have families out here. They've been separated from their families. They have children, Canadian-born children. They've been separated from them, and CBSA is making it very, 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 very difficult for them to get out. Their sole form for everybody in their eyes is all immigrants are criminals and they don't deserve to live in this country and they should be deported as soon as possible. This is the life that is practiced inside there in Laval. But yes, my heart goes out to all my fellow detainees in there in Laval. We will continue to, I'm sorry I couldn't make this protest because I had to be at work, but we will continue to support, show solidarity to everyone. I thank you all, and my brothers, sisters, stay strong. Things will become better. Take heart, be courageous, and things will become better. Thank you all for hearing my voice, and
we'll now hear from the fourth stop in front of the Federal Training Center. Minimum security contains a lot of strong language.
Fuck prison! Fuck the guards and the parole officers and the prison doctors who tell you to take a Tylenol and move on! Fuck the correctional officers who take their time to do the paperwork necessary for you to see your family and friends. Fuck the parole board and their power to decide whether you stay here or go home. Fuck the prisons.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Jamais les agents directionnels qui prennent le temps de faire la paperasse nécessaire pour ensuite voir sa famille et ses amis. Jamais
la Commission des libérations conditionnelles et son pouvoir de décider si vous restez ici ou si vous rentrez chez vous. Les prisons sont des endroits terribles et je me bats pour vivre dans un monde sans elles. Je vous souhaite une bonne année et j'espère que vous sortirez tous le plus tôt possible.
Side. Stop number four, minimum security federal prison for men. As you can see, this is where we can see folks and they can hear us, so make some fucking noise for them. This is a minimum security federal prison for men. For those who don't know, people who have been sentenced to 2 years plus a day are sent to federal prison. I just want to highlight some prisoner resistance while we're at this stop. In April, prisoners in the Barton Street Jail in Hamilton, Ontario, went on hunger strike to demand better conditions. Prisoners faced triple bunking, three people in a cell, constant lockdown, lack of yard time. They demanded an end to frequent lockdowns, daily time in the outdoor yard, faster mail delivery, and access to all TV channels.
Le quatrième arrêt, prison fédérale à sécurité minimale pour hommes. Ici, on peut les voir, alors faites du bruit. Pour ceux qui ne savent pas, les personnes qui ont été condamnées à 2 ans et 1 jour sont envoyées dans des prisons fédérales. Et ici, on peut mettre en lumière la résistance des prisonniers pendant que nous sommes à cet arrêt. En avril, les détenus de la prison de Barton Street à Hamilton, Ontario, ont entamé une grève de la faim pour réclamer de meilleures conditions de détention. Les prisonniers étaient confrontés à de terribles occupations de cellules. 3 personnes par cellule, au confinement constant, au manque de temps dans la cour. Ils ont exigé la fin des enfermements fréquents, du temps quotidien dans la cour extérieure, une livraison plus rapide du courrier et l'accès à toutes les chaînes de télévision.
Happy New Year!
Bonne année!
Bonne année!
After the last stop in Laval, people piled back on the bus and back into cars for the 15-minute drive back onto the island to go to Bordeaux Prison, a provincial prison for men. So we are now going to hear audio from the fifth and final stop, the New Year's Eve noise demonstration in the parking lot of Bordeaux Prison on the island of Montreal.
Thank you for taking this time to remember that part of the community that we live in is being held hostage by the state. And we do this to remember that they are part of us and to remind them that we're thinking of them. And it's really fucking important. So thank you for being here. So for those who don't know, Bordeaux Jail is a provincial men's prison. Conditions inside this prison are known to be like especially fucking brutal. During COVID, prisoners here were locked down for 23 hours a day. And their conditions are still bad. Last year, on December 24th,
A 21-year-old man called Nicolas André Spring was violently murdered by guards inside Bordeaux jail, inside this prison. Nicolas was being detained illegally and should have been released a day prior to his death. He was a young black man with an entire life ahead of him, and his life was cut short, like too many young people before him, by the brutality and the racism of the Quebec prison system. So we're here to remember him. We're here to demand an end to all prisons, to all forms of carceral punishment. And we're here to make a lot of fucking noise so that people inside can hear that we're here for them, that we're thinking of them, and that we love them.
Donc notre dernier arrêt, ici de Bordeaux. Je vais commencer par répéter la dernière partie. Okay. L'année dernière, le 24 décembre, un jeune homme de 21 ans, Nicolas André Spring, a été violemment assassiné par des gardiens à l'intérieur de la prison de Bordeaux. Nicolas était détenu illégalement et aurait dû être libéré la veille de sa mort. Nico, c'est un jeune homme noir qui avait toute la vie devant lui. Sa vie a été interrompue, comme celle de trop de jeunes avant lui, par la brutalité et le racisme du système carcéral québécois. Les conditions à l'intérieur des prisons québécoises sont brutales, incluant en Bordeaux. Entre 2010 et 2019, 69 prisonniers sont morts par suicide au Québec. Pendant le COVID, les prisonniers étaient enfermés 23 heures par jour pendant des semaines. Ils étaient également privés de visites familiales, de temps de récréation et même d'accès à un avocat avant leur audience. On est ici pour leur rappeler qu'on les aime. Bonne année.
Things to do tonight.
Been listening to the Prison Radio Show here on CKUT 90.3 FM, where we've been sharing with you sounds and speeches from the annual New Year's Eve noise demonstration. We want to leave you with another commentary by Mumia Abu-Jamal on the quest for abolition. These are words to guide you through the new year. We will also hear a couple more songs. We're going to hear Casserat with The Third War and Descrido with Contre-Attaque here on CQT.
quest for abolition. How do we arrive at this place we call abolition? What are the roads to such a destination? We arrive from the almost lost lessons of history, shaped by generations of ancestors who struggled their whole lives for that rare breath of freedom and yearned with all their hearts that we, their progeny, would one day breathe free air. For abolition stems from the long, hard struggle against slavery. For abolition meant the destruction of that system and the beginning of freedom. For a brief moment in time, freedom dawned over the land, but it was a mirage, a lie usurped by the greater lie of white supremacy, which plunged people into the darkness of terror and death, in fact, slavery by another name. Those unholy origins leads to the specter of mass incarceration, of the greatest incarceration of juveniles in global history, into the current system of imprisonment, what activists rightly call DBI, death by incarceration, or lifeless sentences of life forever. These are the twin faces of Janus, the same face reflected into its illusion of two. In 2003, Dr. Angela Y. Davis wrote, "Is the Prison Obsolete?" published by Seven Stories Press. It was a book before its time in that it really introduced readers to the notion of prison abolition. She showed how history featured the abolition of slavery, the convict lease system, and racial segregation. In another book titled Abolition Democracy, Davis explains tomorrow's struggles for free and true social change, as noted by a philosopher named Eduardo Mendieta, who penned the book's introduction, writing these words. For authentic democracy to emerge, Davis argues, abolition democracy must be enacted. The abolition of institutions that advance the domination of any one group over any other. Abolition democracy, then, is the democracy that is to come, the democracy in American history. Those that opposed slavery, lynching, and segregation. The prison system, a relic of that same cruel past, was the next logical step. Davis argued that the systems of white supremacy, of ruthless capitalism and labor exploitation led to the monster now before us, mass incarceration, in the millions. As a new generation has emerged, her insights are being studied, referenced, and actualized in ideas that confront the weighty shadow of the penitentiary. Another prison abolitionist and noted scholar, Dr. Ruth Wilson Gilmore, stated, "Abolition requires we change one thing, which is everything." The presence and threat of prison sits like an incubus over the soul of society. It doesn't create, it doesn't treat, it doesn't help, it feeds, it harms, it cripples, and yes, it kills. It is a creation of state cruelty and carnage. It is the institutionalization of meanness, plain and simple. And movements, only social movements, can pull it from the throne of skulls. Now is the time. With love, not fear, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prison Radio Show on CQT 90.3 FM. Our schedule has changed, and you can now hear us on the air every other Tuesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. This means you can catch us next on Tuesday, January 16th from 6 to 7 p.m. If you have any questions, contact us by email, prison@CQT.ca, or call us 438-858-6116. You can call that number collect if you're calling from within local 438 or 514 area codes. You can leave a message if we don't answer. Thanks to the folks at Fed Phone Line for gifting us the phone number. You can also write to us by mail, care of CQT 3647 University Street, Montreal, Quebec, H3A2B3. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Candace, and I've been your host. Stay tuned here to CQT.
You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.